Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good day. Welcome to Your Purposeful Podcast. My name's Gary Robertson. This is Living Your Life on Purpose. The strangest thing happened to me today, and I've changed what I was going to talk about because of this appointment that I had this morning. Last night, I was messaging somebody that I am doing business with, and they said, how about having a meeting first thing in the morning? And I said, sure, what time? He said 10 a.m. I said, that's late to middle morning for me. And he said, well, how about 7 a.m. UK time? I said, absolutely. And I think he was calling my bluff or something, but a morning meeting at 10 a.m. is not first thing. No, most successful people, if they're doing business, a morning meeting could be 7 a.m. So we had the meeting this morning. And it was a good meeting, but when he came onto the meeting, he clearly had just got out of bed. He had bed hair. He was looking tired. I think he just had to come on because he'd actually, you know, showcased that he wanted to, but in reality, he didn't. But it was interesting. He said to me, Gary, do you get up at this time every morning? And I said, no, I get up at 6 a.m. every morning. I do a purposeful morning routine. I read my goals. I read through my affirmations. I write down my things to do list. And I showed him my things to do list, which already had things ticked off and completed. And he said, wow, you do that every day? And I said, yeah, I do that every day. And I just joked and said, oh, well, millionaires get up at six. Well, I don't know if that's true or not. But anyway, we got talking and it turned out that he doesn't have anything to get up for. Apart from living, of course, and doing the same thing day in, day out, week in, week out, he doesn't have any dreams, goals, or aspirations that are big enough or exciting enough for him to jump out of bed in the morning. Now, as we record this, it's kind of getting towards summertime. The mornings are getting earlier. The sun's rising. You know, here in the Costa del Sol where I live, it's a beautiful morning every morning now. Why would you want to miss that? But we continued our conversation. Where it transpired, he had nothing to get up for, really. So the meeting changed its course totally. Now he has set some goals, some targets that he is genuinely excited about. And so if you don't jump up out of bed in the morning excited about what you're doing during the course of the day, why? Why aren't you excited? This is a wonderful life, and it's an even better life if you plan it in advance. You set some goals, some dreams, some aspirations. And then what you do is you think, right, I want to go to Florida in Christmas with the family. How much is that going to cost me? Where am I going to stay? How am I going to fly? And then you back calculate what you need to do in order to create the revenues to allow you to go on that holiday. And then every day you just do the little things to do that. Goal setting is beautiful. Goal setting is exciting because it gives you a burn in the morning. It gives you something to get up for, something to be excited about. So just think today, what are you doing it for?